Welcome back. You're watching The Left, Right and Center. And the big story today was Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri appearing before the crucial Parliamentary Standing Committee on External Affairs. This was with regards to Operation Sindoor following the Pahalgam terror attack on 22nd of April. According to sources, the Foreign Secretary informed the parliamentary panel that the decision to stop military action was taken at a bilateral level with the Pakistan DGMO seeking it, and that there was no U.S. intervention whatsoever. He also said that the recent military conflict between India and Pakistan was in the conventional domain and that there was no nuclear signaling by Islamabad. Let's listen in to the reactions which came in from the MPs who were part of this panel, and a quick wrap-up by Aishwarya Jain.
The fact is that this was a very, very thorough discussion. Many of the MPs had thoughtful questions to ask. There was even a desire to have a resolution expressing solidarity with the Foreign Secretary in the face of the unwarranted attacks upon him. He himself requested there should be no resolution, but it was a unanimous sentiment of the committee that he has performed good service for the nation, and we all stand with him. And that was not a formal resolution, but it was definitely the wish of everyone. We have had a good discussion, and we are parting, as you can see, in very positive spirit.
As for the parliamentary delegation of members are concerned, I have said this in the afternoon, that the centre cannot decide unilaterally who will go from which party. They have to ask for names. They have to call and arrange for wider deliberations with all political parties, especially with the political parties belonging to the opposition camp. And then if you ask for the names, if you ask five names from Trinamool, Trinamool will nominate five members of parliament to be a part of those delegations. Instead of sending parliamentarians, we should be sending the family members of the martyrs or the victims' family or the survivors. We should be sending the brave armed forces, the officers who have led Operation Sindoor from the front lines.
Well, the briefing by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to the Parliamentary Committee on External Affairs lasted for almost 4 hours. It was attended by more than 24 MPs, and it was stated by the chairperson of the committee, Dr. Shashi Tharoor, that it was unanimously that the members of the committee wanted to pass a resolution to condemn the attack on Vikram Misri on social media, but it was Vikram Misri who denied of passing any such resolution against the attack on him. It was Dr. Shashi Tharoor who also stated that the discussions were thorough, well discussed, and it was good in nature. All the questions that were asked by the members of the panel were answered very briefly, about asking that whether an official statement that Shashi Tharoor wanted to make as far as outcome of the entire meeting. He stated that the things are very crucial, but many unanswered questions were given. It was the sources who stated that there were tough questions that were asked by many of the members of the panel, specifically in regards to the United States intervention and how U.S. President Donald Trump said multiple times that he was the one who mediated between India and Pakistan. Questions were also raised that why he used the term Kashmir. It was Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri who clarified that it is completely a bilateral issue between India and Pakistan, and United States has no role mediating, and it was a mutual understanding between India and Pakistan to stop the firing between both the countries on land, sea and air. Also, some of the panel members asked about whether there has been nuclear concerns or it was a conventional war. Foreign Secretary stated that it all started with the DGMO of Pakistan initiating it, and there were never any such nuclear,
Let's bring the big debate on the left, right and center tonight. The recent remarks made by Madhya Pradesh Minister Vijay Shah against Colonel Sofia Qureshi, a woman officer of the Indian Armed Forces, have sparked nationwide outrage. His comments deemed filthy, crass and shameful by the Supreme Court have not only insulted an individual, but also disrespected the dignity of the uniform Colonel Qureshi represents. Despite the minister issuing an apology following the backlash, the apex court dismissed it as mere crocodile tears. Reminding him of his stature as a seasoned politician, the court emphasized that public figures must weigh in their words with responsibility and sensitivity. The court has now ordered the Madhya Pradesh government to create a 3-member SIT, that is the Special Investigation Team, to probe the matter further, although the stay on his arrest remains in place for now. The court also questioned the state government what action had been taken so far in this case. The incident raises serious questions. Can a public servant speak so irresponsibly about those who serve the nation? Is an insincere apology enough? Politicians must remember that their words carry weight and their words matter. Words have consequences, especially when they come from those who are in positions of power. Let me bring in the guests who are joining us now. Kapil Sankla is the lawyer of the Supreme Court. We have Wing Commander Gitanjali Singh, defense expert. Radhika Khera, spokesperson of the BJP. Wing Commander Anuma Acharya is representing the Congress. And we also have Ranjana Kumari, a women's rights activist. Radhika Khera, when will the BJP and the state government take action against him? He should have been sacked by now.
Maria, what the minister has said is absolutely not defendable, and no one in the party stands by it. And we absolutely, do not accept it. Nobody in our party is in favor of it, and nobody has come out and speaking in favor of it. The matter is now sub judice. It is in court, and the court is taking its cognizance on the matter. So let's wait for what the court does, and we are waiting, and we hope that the court will set an example by giving a befitting punishment for the same, so that it sets an example for the times to come. And also, after this, we hope that other leaders also, who have gone on to insult the army, are also or army or anybody, you know, even a woman for that matter. And there are instances when people have lost their cool or whatever, spoken of what they should not be speaking, and cognizance is taken, and an example is set. And later also, people, whether it's from Samajwadi Party or from the Congress, matters are taken very seriously, and they are reprimanded and punished for the same.
Okay. So, Kapil Sankla, the point being made here, and I want to understand from you as a lawyer, the comments of the Supreme Court are really, really harsh. And what is that apology is what Justice Suryakant asked. He went on to say, what kind of apology have you tendered? There is some meaning of apology. Sometimes people use docile language only to wriggle out of proceedings, and sometimes they shed crocodile tears. What kind of apology is yours? You want to give the impression that the court had asked you to apologize. What prevented you from making a sincere apology for your crass comments till now? These are very, very harsh words. So perhaps a red line is being drawn by the apex court with regards to this comment which has been made, which is clearly filthy, crass. Now, the BJP says because the matter is sub judice, they can't take action against the minister. Does it actually work that way?
I'll start by agreeing with what you said, that public figures wield a lot of influence and their words have a lot of power. And that power can be used either to unite or to divide. So it is essential that whatever they say, whatever they speak, and wherever they speak, is spoken with a lot of care, with a lot of respect, and with a lot of responsibility. Clearly, the statements that were made were not responsible at all. So as a lawyer with more than 25 years standing, I honestly believe that public discourse must be done to uphold the dignity of any institution. What was said was belittling not only to a woman, not only to a woman officer, but perhaps to every armed personnel. And I think independently, BJP can take suo motu action against that gentleman. Okay. And you should, because unfortunately what was said, for whatever reason it was said, somehow belittles your armed forces. And our armed forces symbolizes national unity. To say anything belittling them is to question the integrity of each and every officer of the armed forces.
So nothing stops them from taking an action? And sub judice, would you say that the matter is sub judice, is essentially an alibi for not taking an action?
Well, what can be done at this moment is that he could be removed from power in any position. That action can be taken as to say he could be put in khanda basta till the courts come up with adequate punishment or whatever the case may be. There are two sides to it. Both are absolutely right. One is the legality of it, that when the matter is sub judice, no action should be taken against any person or party should it change the balance. The other is about morality and about responsibility. Hmm. Where nothing stops people in power to punish people in power who have misused their power.
So morality versus legality here. And the BJP is now giving an example, standing with legality and not looking at the morality. That is the point that has been made here. Wing Commander Anumacharya, please come in. Yes, you have to unmute yourself. Ma'am, you have to unmute yourself.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Almost 7 days passed. Do you know that Madhya Pradesh police neither raided Vijay Shah's official residence in Bhopal, nor they went to his residence in Indore, nor they went to Harsud, which is his constituency. Police deliberately delayed filing of FIR, that you know very well. Then when the FIR was finally registered, they levied some different kind of a sentences, which High Court again pointed out. With this, they will leave him just like that. Then they said, the software we use does not allow editing the entry once it is made. And when we will make the challan, when we include the charge sheet, then we will do it. And after that, they completely shut themselves off. They literally did not even open the doors of their office to find out where Mr. Vijay Shah is. It appears to be absolutely planned with the consent of government of the day. All of it happened under due knowledge of DGP of Madhya Pradesh, Mr. Kailash Makwana. And now the Supreme Court has also stayed the arrest of Mr. Vijay Shah. But the case will still proceed. But you can
see. What is the purpose of the SIT here then?
The court will, I am saying the case will still proceed.
Yes.
But in a way, the government actually achieved what they intended to.
If the stay has been put, just as the Supreme Court has rebuked him, Supreme Court has also put a stay on his arrest. So we have to look at the legality of it while we look at other aspects of it, and rightly so. Yes, ma'am.
What point I'm making is what they wanted, deliberately they have done it. Now, no matter how irresponsible or outrageous the action or statement may be, these leaders are never removed from office. And this only serves to encourage
others. Okay, Radhika, Kheda, respond to
me.
Ma'am, you have made your point. We have heard you. Radhika, Kheda, couple of questions before you make your point. Legality versus morality. Morality demands that he should have been sacked. Second, what purpose will the SIT really serve here with the state government having not done anything till now?
I agree with the Congress spokesperson when she says the leaders are still there. Absolutely. Sandeep Dixit called our army chief a sadak ka gunda. He's still here. Rahul Gandhi talks about the army. Khun dalali, khun ki dalali karte. Rahul Gandhi is the face of the Congress to contest as the Prime Minister.
Anumacharya, she was listening to you patiently while you were making your point. You have to extend that courtesy. Ma'am, you have to extend that courtesy, please. Let's extend that courtesy. That's how debates happen on NDTV. Please go ahead, Radhika.
Thank you, Maria.
The
problem with the Congress is they have a problem even if we agree with them. Absolutely, I agree. I'll repeat again. Sandeep Dixit ne kaha sadak ka gunda hai. Rahul Gandhi kehte hai khun ki dalali. Digvijay Singh calls Pulwama attack, surgical strike, a conspiracy. Mani Shankar Ayer goes to the Pakistani media, says, we help us remove Modi. And again, he talks about the army over there. Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary has mocked the CDS General Bipin Rawat's martyrdom by politicizing his death. And n number of bayans I can come out with what the Congress leaders have said. And unfortunately, they're still there. And here the Congress spokesperson is even talking and questioning the judgment of the Supreme Court where they have stayed the arrest of the minister. We have not stayed the arrest. So now she's trying to imply by saying that the BJP has got what it wanted, that the Supreme Court is also now under the BJP. I'm sorry,
no,
madam.
Anuma Acharya, please respond to this. The election commission,
two of the judges were always under her.
Wing Commander Acharya, please respond to it quickly, then I bring in others. Please, quickly.
First thing first. She always, the BJP spokesperson always go to the whataboutry, the history, but actually before
Has Rahul Gandhi apologized?
Whether it is Vijay Shah.
Has Sandeep Dixit apologized? Has Vijay Singh apologized? Have you apologized for them?
Can you keep
all right, let's bring in Anjana Kumari and Wing Commander Gitanjali Singh on the screen now. I'm moving away from both of you, please. There's no point shouting and screaming at each other. We can make it comfortable and respectful. Ranjana Kumari, please come in, ma'am. The question is that those in position of power and authority must speak responsibly. Yes, they should speak responsibly also, particularly because this particular statement has been made about a woman in uniform and she was representing the nation at that particular point. So there has to be caution. She was representing not just women as a gender, but she was representing the entire country, India, when she was addressing those press conferences.
Absolutely, Maria. Look at the timing. Look at the timing when these decorated officers were trying to inform the nation about what was going on. And we were in the middle of this severe situation. And after this man, this gentleman should be held accountable because it's not just morality. He must be because he dragged even Prime Minister's name. He said that Prime Minister Mr. Modi has appointed these ladies to do, and then I don't want to quote what he said after that. Yes. You all can hear it. And then he's, so that's something where a nation's head, army, the decorated of, or army officials, they were in the middle of the situation and calling her sister of terrorist. I mean, look at the shameful language used by him. I'm sure Supreme Court at the moment has stayed the arrest because, of course, the case needs to be heard and all the aspects have needs to be examined because Supreme Court, being our highest court in the country, has to act and hold people accountable when they need to be. These men are, I don't know why they exist. I do not know why they are in politics, why this political party does not have the courage to show them the door. Because, you know, this about women, they are very, very, you know, habitual. They just keep saying whatever they feel like talking about women. And it's not just a woman they were talking about. I don't consider her just a woman who was, but somebody who was given the most responsible position.
Absolutely.
At the time when the whole country was in the serious situation, they were saying just the things that they were supposed to tell the nation. And they were addressing the nation as spokespersons. And look at the way this man, look at him. Look at him, what not only he said this, but also after that, the second line that he spoke. You know, this courage comes, this, they dare to do these things and get away with it. That is where Supreme Court has to hold him accountable. I'm sure they will do it. Apologizing is not enough. And I think BJP has to show that they care not only for the women of this country, respect and dignity of women, but army officials. They care for the army, which so, you know, so valiantly fought for the nation. We are so proud. We are holding our head high globally everywhere we are going that, look, this is what our nation is all about. We are one. We are just the same people who are defending our nation with all our courage. And look at him. Look at this person. What does he think? I mean, like most of these politicians, they come with the support of people. They get the vote. Do they get the vote to insult women? Do they get vote to insult army officials? Do they get insult to Prime Minister of India? Because he has, look at, listen to his sentence very carefully. He has said, Mr. Modi, Prime Minister is appointed to respond to such situation. What is this? I think there is absolutely no shortcut, nothing. I'm sure Supreme Court will hear the case and do the justice that we all as a national, as a, you know, people of India are expecting, demanding and asking for.
Absolutely.
The apology is not enough. He must be shown
apology,
the door.
I agree, ma'am. Apology is not enough. And that too, a very insincere apology for the kind of language which has been used, which Madhya Pradesh High Court had said it's the language of the gutters. Wing Commander Gitanjali Singh, please come in.
Yeah, Maria. So as far as I can see, and I read up and seen through also, as far as the armed forces are concerned, we are irrespective of the caste, creed, and religion of any of the personnel in uniform. What is valued and what you carry is the uniform and the responsibility that you are there to serve the nation, be it anywhere at any time. So that is what Colonel Qureshi or Wing Commander Vyomika Singh or any other officer, irrespective of the gender or any caste and creed, does. As well as the armed forces are concerned, we are immune. We don't know who we walk through shoulder to shoulder every day, irrespective. We never come through that what's the religion of the other person. And that's about, I think this speaks about the nation also in full, because this is what India is. We have a diverse culture, diverse religions, but yes, we all are united. And in the whole ongoing operation, that is what was being displayed. And the country as a whole was listening to the same thing. In the whole gamut, if a comment like this comes in from a person of a responsible position, standing on a stage wherein, you know, you can see people at the backdrop also receiving the comments, you know, very heartedly. So this makes me think that there is something grossly wrong and grossly out somewhere that we need to address, with not just people in responsible positions, but yes, there are recipients and viewers who would like to listen to such comments, wherein our nation is, you know, I think about this. And that's what we have proven. And if we stand by the armed forces and if we want to learn something and imbibe, I think that is what we all should be, you know.
Yeah, mere lip service is not enough, ma'am. Radhika Kheda, you know, it's all very well to say that you respect armed forces. But
I absolutely agree with you.
You know, there is a point which has been made by the court, which has been told to your government. And I want to, you know, understand what it means for you all. We would like to have a close watch. It's a litmus test for you. So this is a litmus test. What you do has to go beyond morality and legality.
Absolutely. And I think this is a litmus test for all political leaders and everyone. There is, like I said in the beginning itself, that what he has said is absolutely wrong, insensitive and unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. Which is why that we are not defending it and we are not justifying it. And as the Supreme Court has taken cognizance of the entire matter, when a BJP leader has erred, we are facing the law. But have we ever seen when any other leader from any other political party has crossed the line, either have they apologized or they have come out and condemned or taken any action? Why, I didn't want to make it an entire issue of ki tumne ye kaha ya isne ye kaha, isne zyada kaha ya kam kaha. The entire reason why brought out the remarks made by whether it was a Sandeep Dixit or a Rahul Gandhi or a Mani Shankar Iyer or a Samajwadi Party leader Ram Gopal Yadav, who was also using a jati suchak shabd, which even using that word is against the law. But have we ever seen even an apology? The minister here, I am not defending him. He has gone on to apologize. The court has again said that the apology is not enough, which is why we respect what the court is saying and we are waiting to see the punishment and accept the punishment. But have we ever seen any other leader from any other party even apologizing or any action? What action has been taken against Rahul Gandhi? He has continuously, till date, today they are questioning the external affairs minister also. He also is standing there for the country. He is also working day and night for the country. He also holds a position, a government position. Of course, we are not doing as much as the Sena does for
Ranjana
the country,
wants to
but
come
you cannot
in because,
justify that.
But ma'am, you know, my sincere concern here is that there is a distinction between what Rahul Gandhi is saying or asking as a leader of opposition.
Khoon ki dalali, ma'am. Khoon ki dalali.
Leader of opposition. Khoon ki dalali. I'm not talking about what he said in that context.
Army general
is with regards to his comment on external affairs minister. And then talking about what this man has said, your minister. The two aren't same, and ma'am,
absolutely.
with all due respect, let's not indulge in just absurd comparisons.
No, ma'am, it's not absurd comparison. Just because
it is absurd absurd. It is absurd.
Ranjana.
He can be called as a
Ranjana response.
Maria, you said it just to say it. This is, this is what these people
and I object to what the Samajwadi Party spokesperson has said when he brought in the cast of wing commander. No, 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 ma'am. I object to what the Samajwadi Party leader said when he brought in the wing commander's cast. But this is wrong.
This shows Maria desensitization of the rank and file of the political party, where a woman spokesperson sitting on your channel is not even once feeling that party did not should have thrown him out that day then and there. She's not saying that. She's in fact, you know, what about Ri? So what about this leader? What about that? Anybody saying anything wrong about army and defense services is totally wrong, not acceptable. But please, this is not just that much. This was, look at the timing. Look at the responsible position of the, this whole statement. Look at the way it has come at a time when we have just are recovering or perhaps not even recovering from the crisis. And look at who he targeted. And look at why he targeted her. He did not say about Vimeka Singh. He did not say anything about her. Why did he say about only her? Why? And why saying that? How is she a terrorist daughter? Tell her sister, tell me. Tell me the spokesperson of BJP. How is she a sister of a terrorist? You tell me.
Can I please respond?
What made him say that?
Can I please respond?
Yes.
Okay. I don't need lectures on morality from Ranjanaji. Ranjanaji, I have myself gone through worse situations at the hands of men in the Congress party. So I know what it is like to be insulted by a man and treated like that. So I do not need your morality lectures. And right from the beginning, I have been saying it that this is not acceptable and he should be given the strictest of punishment. I have gone and said that. Can you send any other political party leader to say that Rahul Gandhi should be given the strictest of punishment or Sandeep Dixit should be given the strictest of punishment? Why do you have a man and a woman? If you did not have that outrage when a woman is molested, or a political leader talks about another political woman,
you were with the same people and if you were insulted, you never opened your mouth.
That's not what it is.
We defend women. We are here to defend the dignity and respect of women. And
That's not the way. You can't shout over
there
me
and facing all that in the political party. Till yesterday you were there.
This is not a
till yesterday you were tolerating everything and did not open your mouth.
What I said.
And today you are not even standing up to defend another woman.
I think you should decide whether you want us to talk or not.
No, I'm not giving you.
If this is a very serious matter, you do not shout over me.
Don't shout. Don't shout.
You spoke about me.
Radhika, calm down. Ranjana Kumari,
calm down. Because calm down. This doesn't matter.
Ma'am, you've made your point.
You suffered all that, you should have opened your mouth.
Radhika, you don't have to scream.
You're talking and defending something. I am coming here not to defend this man.
Ranjana Kumari, you've made your point. I'm moving away from both of you otherwise. Ranjana Kumari, you've made your point. Radhika, 30 seconds, calm down and make your point.
I'm going to repeat it again. There is nothing. We are not, this is not acceptable what he has said. And again, I'm saying we are waiting to see what the court, the punishment that the court gives. And it will be acceptable. And I say it again. And I said it in the beginning that the court should set an example so that nobody in the future dares to say something like this.
But Kapil Sangha, the point here is the special investigation team will have 3 IPS officers. And they will start investigating the case. I want to understand what exactly will be the nature of this investigation. Because his speech is in the public domain.
All right. So 2 very important points before I answer this. I agree with first part of what Ms. Radhika was saying, that every politician should be punished if they make a statement which is insensitive. And it should be across the board. I do agree with that. But madam, the second part is that we as citizens of India hold you to a much higher test. And we hope that you will live up to that test because we have voted for you. And that should rest the issue. As far as the SIT is concerned, you see, and don't hang me on this because this is a little bit of a contentious issue. You see, when somebody is being punished under the criminal law, what is seen is whether he had the intention to say or do what he did. In this case, what he said, and everybody is, you know, translating it in English, and I read what was said in Hindi, and it sounded incorrect for sure. it sounded something that a politician of any standing or any person with any weight should avoid saying. But if his defense is that his intention was not to hurt, and this is what he meant, and I say this with complete responsibility as a lawyer, then perhaps it would not be a criminal case. The SIT is going to investigate on all these fronts as to what was said. Does it, so to say, tear the fabric of the society? Is designed to insult or defame somebody? Is something that should be punishable as against the nation? And more importantly, what was his intention in saying what he said? Because when you read it in Hindi, it of course has many, many colors to it. And as I said, don't hang me to it, but perhaps this is what his defense would be, and perhaps his defense, I'm sorry to say, might even be correct.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Kapil Sankla, Radhika Kheda, Wing Commander Anuma Acharya, Wing Commander Gitanjali Singh, and Ranjana Kumari on this broadcast. That's all from me. I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Thanks so much for watching.